This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, Joel Gilbert from Los Angeles. I'm here to talk for the next hour about my new film and book, which you can get in the InfoWars store, Michelle Obama 2024, her real life story and plan for power. Please go to the InfoWars store and get these, the book and the film. We're going to have Roger Stone come on in a little while here and talk about what's going on in politics, because you probably saw this past week Obama sycophant and ally David Axelrod came out with very serious tweets and all over CNN talking about how Joe Biden needs to make a decision. They're trying to kind of push him out. Axelrod is delivering the Obama message. You probably also heard Vivek Ramaswamy in his closing statement at the GOP debate. He said the obvious, that Joe Biden is not running and we need to know who it's going to be, if it's going to be Michelle Obama. He actually said it. So, we're going to talk about the politics of this, because Biden's poll numbers are upside down, and no one wants him. The Democrats don't want him. The down ballot candidates in the Democrat Party, from state senators to congressmen, they don't want him. Governors, they're afraid he'll bring down the ticket. So the consensus is Joe Biden is on his way out. There are two theories. My predominant theory is that December 23rd, we have a deadline for getting on all the primary ballots. You have to get your signatures in. And I think Michelle will probably announce for president this month and have plenty of time to get her signatures in. We've heard Ted Cruz, the senator, floating an idea for the last couple months that Joe Biden would go through the primary process and then be forced out. And that would free up his delegates. He could be forced out for any number of excuses, like health or being impeached, or just the whole country deteriorating so badly that he cannot run again, similar to what LBJ dropped out after a primary. So in my book and film, Michelle Obama 2024, I show her real life story, because that's important to know. Michelle has just as fabricated a background as her husband Barack. Michelle has been pushing a life story for years, saying that she's from the south side of Chicago. Turns out she's not. She's from South Shore, which is an exclusive community on Lake Michigan. So much about her story, where she makes up all these racial stories about how she's suffered from discrimination, was held back in life because of her skin color. It's all complete nonsense. Michelle was a privileged kid. Her father was a politician. He was a precinct captain in Chicago. So let's take a look at the movie trailer for Michelle Obama 2024. And then we'll get back into it and bring on Roger Stone. Let's see the movie trailer. Okay, we're still looking for that. Here we go.
They could run Michelle Obama. And if they do,
welcome Michelle Obama!
Michelle Obama is the most popular woman in America.
You know I hate politics.
You can forget about the disclaimer. I'm convinced that Michelle Obama is running for president in 2024.
Systemic racism, pepper spray, and rubber bullets on peaceful protesters.
She's following the exact same formula that Barack did to become president. Michelle was the keynote speaker at the 2020 Democrat convention, just like Barack was in 2004. Barack once ran a voter registration organization. Now, so does Michelle.
That's how we change America.
Also, Barack Obama based his candidacy on his personal story. Michelle has done the exact same thing. But like Barack, Michelle tells a life story that is more fiction than fact.
Maybe somebody's going to discover that I shouldn't be here.
Now, come along on an investigation into the real Michelle Obama and her plan for power. I found out Michelle's father worked for the Democrat Party machine.
My father, he was a precinct captain in Chicago. People would come for money.
It turns out Michelle was never a part of the black community.
In that household, there was fear.
You talk like a white girl.
You could get your butt kicked if you talk like a white girl.
Okay, folks, that's the first part of the trailer. Please go to the InfoWars store, get the book or the DVD. You can call into the show, 877-789-25.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWars as well.
It's obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, everybody. Joel Gilbert back with you, filmmaker in Los Angeles, encouraging everyone go to the InfoWars store and get a copy of the book or the DVD, Michelle Obama 2024, Her Real Life Story and Plan for Power. We showed part of the trailer a minute ago, and I make the case that Michelle has been copying Barack's path to the White House. Barack had a voter registration organization in Chicago called Project Vote. Sure enough, Michelle started a voter registration organization called When We All Vote. She got $26 million from Soros for that group. Barack wrote two autobiographies, Dreams from My Father and The Audacity of Hope. Sure enough, Michelle wrote two autobiographies, Becoming and The Light We Carry. They're both also on Netflix. And don't forget that Barack was the keynote speaker who introduced John Kerry at the 2004 Democrat convention. Sure enough, they made Michelle the keynote speaker at the 2020 convention. Meanwhile, it's obvious to me that the Democrats have set it up for Michelle. They moved the first primary out of Iowa, where she would have had to campaign in 99 counties, and they put it in South Carolina, where half of the electorate for the Democrat Party primary is going to be African-American, which would kind of be a slam dunk for Michelle. And they put the Democrat National Convention in Chicago, of all places, Michelle's hometown. So it looks like it's set up, and there's a couple ways this could go down. Now, no one has done a critical work on Michelle's life. She's had 15 years of all positive publicity, hundreds of magazine covers, hundreds of interviews, TV shows, sitcoms. What I did is I went to Chicago. I talked to her mother. I talked to her high school and elementary school classmates, teachers, principals, her dance instructor from age 7, her college thesis advisor. So I give you a real picture of Michelle's exclusive childhood. Now, it's in contrast to Michelle pushing the story. She says, success wasn't meant for me, a little girl, black girl from the south side of Chicago. I was held back in life. All these stories of racial discrimination. Turns out they're all phony. Michelle was the one who was running away from black people. Michelle complains about white flight. She says white people would move away when black people moved into the neighborhood. Never happened. And it was Michelle Obama who was running away. Both her and her brother refused to study at the schools in their neighborhood with all black kids and went an hour away to study with whites. So Michelle is the black face of white flight, but she wants to convince minority and black voters that, hey, I'm just one of these ordinary black folks like you. It's very manipulative, and it's what she does to get power. So let's bring on right now, I want to bring on New York Times bestselling author, political icon, 45 years in American politics, Nixon, Reagan, and Trump, the man who invented lobbying. He's always on the case, never did anything wrong. He's always insightful. Proud to call him my friend. Let's talk to Roger Stone and get into this question of Michelle Obama. Roger, are you there with us?
I am, Joel. I'm delighted to be with you. You are, without any question, probably the world's foremost expert on the real Barack Obama, the real Michelle Obama. You are, of course, also an accomplished documentary filmmaker. I'm thinking, of course, of your famous film, Banished, the Danny Williams story, which I think played a pivotal role when African Americans in the United States in 2020 learned about Bill Clinton's illegitimate black son and Hillary Clinton's efforts to banish him, basically to erase him from Bill's life, the untold story of Danny Williams. Extraordinary film. And I think it had a very, very real impact on public thinking. So once again, I think you're ahead of the curve here. I have been publicly out there with you because I think the tea leaves are very clear. This week's New York Times Siena College poll, series of polls in the swing states, has really caused a palpable, almost hysterical, apoplectic panic in the Democratic Party as professional Democrats begin to realize that renominating Joe Biden has the potential to bring everybody on the ticket down with him. It's interesting. Congressman Khanna, I think I'm mispronouncing that, actually quoted in NBC as saying, until David Axelrod persuades Michelle Obama to run, we don't have a strong enough candidate, essentially, to win the next election. There it is, a Democratic Party insider spitting it right out for you.
Okay, well, thanks, Roger. Look, you've been in politics a long time. How toxic is Joe Biden right now, personally, with his corruption scandal finally breaking through the media surface and his horrible record with inflation, foreign wars, division, crime? How bad a record does Joe Biden have to run on right now? And how toxic is he?
I think it's the trifecta here. First of all, it is his inability to perform as a president or a candidate. He can barely string together a coherent sentence. He clearly has good days and bad, good moments and bad. Sometimes he's completely incoherent. He looks frail. He doesn't look strong, hale, and vigorous, which is how you want your president to look to all the other world leaders. Then you have the impact of his policies, out skyrocketing fuel prices, 76% increase in the cost of basic groceries, epic runaway inflation. They've manipulated these employment numbers based on some advice I got from Barry Habib, a very respected economist and economic analyst. We're shipping billions of dollars abroad while we can't seem to spend money to seal our own southern border. So now you add on top of all of that the epic corruption, I mean the biblical size corruption of the Biden crime family, which is, you know, they have sought very hard to conceal and to censor those like the New York Post and others, Breitbart News and others, who have reported very accurately on this. I think professional Democrats realize that Joe Biden is toxic and that if he leads them into the next election, they will lose. Now, you add on top of that the fact that the entire narrative within the Republican Party, as put forward by the Republican establishment, that Trump can't win. Actually, what the polling shows is that Trump is the only candidate who can win. He is now holding a commanding lead for the Republican nomination. His nomination looks inevitable. His election looks more and more probable. And this, despite the fact that they have dumped an enormous load on him through this tsunami of lawfare, where they're charging him with all kinds of fabricated crimes in order to try to slow him down.
All right, look, let's talk about, you alluded to this film, which I made and you helped me with back in 2016 about Bill Clinton's black son and how the black community, many rejected Hillary Clinton once they learned this information of how she treated him. how important is the black vote to Democrats? Because we've seen these polls that Donald Trump is actually getting more black males in the polls that say they're going to vote Trump this time. And so how important is that black vote for Democrats to get their candidate elected, and how terrified are they of losing the minority vote at this point?
Well, the New York Times Siena College poll showed that Trump was actually leading Joe Biden 49 to 46 among black men. This is unheard of. African Americans have always traditionally been, at least since the 50s, have been a reliable Democratic core voter group. Now, Richard Nixon got roughly a third of the black vote in 1960. That was running against John Kennedy, and that was also during his mishandling of the arrest of Dr. Martin Luther King. So Trump at 22%, which is probably a little understated, among African Americans, this would be the death knell for the National Democratic Party, and they know it. Joel, I look forward to talking to you about this when we get to the other side. But as for your prediction that Michelle Obama will be the Democratic nominee, I would put money on it today.
Okay. All right. So we'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Gilbert, filmmaker in Los Angeles, back with you, talking with Roger Stone about the inevitability of Michelle Obama 2024, her real-life story and plan for power in the InfoWars store. You can call in 877-789-2539. And we're still talking with Roger Stone, the man who never did anything wrong. He's insightful. He's brilliant. He's an icon. Welcome back to Roger Stone with us. Roger, you just spoke. All right. We just spoke about how important the black vote was for Democrats to get their people elected. And similar to what happened with the Banished, the untold story of Danny Williams, how that affected black voters. I think that black voters are no fools, and that when they find out Michelle's real life story and her terrible relationship with the black community in Chicago, as depicted in my film and book, I don't think they're going to support the Obamas, because I chronicled how Michelle refused to study with other black kids. Her and her brother went to different high schools, even though they had a good school a block from their house. They didn't want to study with black people. As you saw in the trailer, Michelle was afraid of black people. She wouldn't go out of her house. The kids would beat her up, call her an Oreo, meaning you're black on the outside but really white on the inside. It was a racial insult. And I chronicle in the film how Michelle got her revenge on the black community working for white liberals in Chicago. White liberals could not hire a white person to kick 20,000 black people out of their home. Michelle took the job, and she told the black people it'd be good for them. Having proven she could do the dirty work, Michelle was hired by the University of Chicago Medical Center, and her job was to prevent black people from the South Side from using the emergency room. Michelle would put them in a van and dump them back at these crappy clinics on the South Side. So she's very insecure about her relationship with the black community, and I think once this film and book become disseminated, I think the black community is going to have very serious questions for her. And if I were Donald Trump, I would open a whole can of worms by simply saying, Michelle, are you going to apologize for what you did to the black community? I think that'll get some attention. Let me ask you regarding the keynote speaker slot. Who does the Democrat Party choose for their keynote speaker to introduce the candidate? And what's the significance? Barack Obama was the keynote speaker for John Kerry in 2004. There was Michelle Obama, keynote speaker for Joe Biden. What does that slot mean in terms of the future and people being a candidate?
I think it is a very solid predictor. The fact that in many ways, Michelle Obama is following the path blazed by her husband. He had two largely fictitious biographies. She has two largely fictitious biographies. He was a community organizer. She's now posing as a community organizer. He gave the keynote speech when the Democrats nominated John Kerry. I believe that was 2012, I guess.
2004.
Pardon me. She gave the keynote speech when they nominated Joe Biden. But those who scoff at her candidacy, I think, make a cataclysmic mistake. There is a huge difference. Hillary Clinton was not black. Michelle Obama, like her husband, is a chameleon. We've seen in her political past where she put aside her couture clothing and her, you know, her high style Vogue cover look to try to look more like an average black American, where affect an accent in her speeches, where she would try to portray herself as the non-elite that she really is. And I know a bunch of people out there probably making jokes about her gender. I think that's an enormous mistake. I think that will backfire spectacularly if that is the Republicans' tactic. The real danger here is not taking her candidacy seriously. She would be an extraordinarily formidable candidate. The Obamas can raise unlimited money. She carries none of the baggage of Joe Biden. But more precisely, Joel, I think what you have going on right now within the Democratic Party is an internecine struggle because, you see, Joe does not want to go. Dr. Jill does not want to go. Above all, Joe must maintain his legal authority to pardon his son, his brother, and probably himself and other members of the Biden crime family. Dr. Jill loves the trappings and the pomp and circumstance of being the first lady, and he spends more time, as you know, on vacation than he does on his official duties. So the Obamas don't want to go, but Barack Obama is the de facto head of the Democratic Party. He's most certainly the most influential Democrat in the country. When it comes to policy, these are really his policies. When it comes to all of the key foreign policy and domestic advisors around Joe Biden, they are, to a person, Obama people. This is, in fact, at least from an operational and policy point of view, the third term of Barack Obama. Now, as you know, he actually joked about being able to hang out in his basement with a microphone hooked up to headphones of whoever really was president, so that he could kind of dictate what was going on without having to get out of his sweats, as he put it. So there it is. There's an admission that he is really running this country, and he can dominate the Democratic Party if he chooses to do so. Gavin Newsom is auditioning for vice president. He may not know that yet, but that's the role that they have for him. And here's why, if you replace Joe Biden, it has to be Michelle Obama, because it's the only way for them to justify passing over Vice President Harris. The only way you can justify within their party passing over a woman of color who is the sitting vice president and under political norms would be next in line for the nomination is by nominating a stronger, better known, more popular woman of color. That would be Michelle Obama.
Yeah, I'll agree with you that when you say the Bidens don't want to go, I think the best indication of that was when Joe Biden released his 3-minute announcement video back in April, which is not really an announcement. Usually you go to a massive crowd and you travel around the country and you see all your followers. It was just a 3-minute video saying he's running again. And Susan Rice quit the next day. Now, Susan Rice is definitely on Team Obama. And I think that was an indication that they don't completely control Biden, that he desperately wants to stay in power. His wife likes it. And at this point, I think Biden doesn't necessarily even have to drop out. Just like Ted Kennedy ran against Jimmy Carter, Michelle could announce her president, say that, you know, she loves this nation and people have asked her to run and she doesn't want to see Trump win again. And Biden can run all he wants and he'll get trounced in South Carolina. Though, you know, he'll drop out at some point. It almost won't matter. He can stay as a lame duck. So I'll agree that there's some level of Biden being completely arrogant. I think what we're going to do is, if you can stay, Roger, we'll take a couple of calls after the break. I'm reminding everyone, go to the InfoWars store, get the book and the film, Michelle Obama 2024, her real-life story and plan for power. It'll change your life. You have no idea what Michelle Obama really is all about. She's somebody who exploited the black community in her professional career and was afraid of black people all her life and is trying to manipulate them with these phony stories. We'll be right back with Roger Stone on InfoWars. Call in 877-789-2539.
Please remember, we are listener supported and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs. That is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And
If you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have it given to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have BrainForce Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic, green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on.
Joel Gilbert back here with you from Los Angeles, asking you to go to the InfoWars store, get my film and or book, Michelle Obama 2024, her real life story and plan for power. You have to know who Michelle Obama really is, because she's put forth a fabricated story for many years. You might remember back in 2008, Michelle was on the campaign trail by herself promoting Barack Obama. And she had huge crowds. She's actually a better politician than Barack. She's a better speaker. Both Barack and Michelle had a professor at Harvard called Charles Ogletree. And he actually said that between Michelle and Barack, he thought it would be Michelle to run for president and not Barack. But you might remember Michelle was trashing America back in 2008 every single night to these massive crowds. She said things like, you can't pay your mortgage. You can't afford childcare in this country. You can't afford health care. Don't get sick in this country. And one night she said, for the first time in my life, I'm proud of my country because Barack won a primary. Now, that got the media's attention. She said a lot worse things than that. That's when the Obama campaign told her, said, look, we could lose because of you. So the next day she said, oh, I hate politics. And she's kind of kept that up for years. But Michelle is a political activist. Her father was a precinct captain in Chicago working for the Democrat Party machine. He had a patronage job, meaning he got a cushy job with the water department so he could do politics. Michelle grew up in Jesse Jackson's house. She was friends with his daughter Santita when Jackson was running for president. So there's a whole different Michelle Obama you need to know about. Let's take some calls. Let's start in North Carolina with Tired of Tyrants. Take some questions.
How you doing, Joel? I appreciate the work that you put in on this. And Roger Stone brought up a very good point about people falling down the rabbit hole of the gender thing. And I that was actually my question for you. We already know that the CIA washes people's histories and creates people's histories for us to do investigation things that end up not being true at all. And is there a lot of information? I don't discredit anything of the research that you did on Michelle, but is there a possibility that some of the research that you did is fraudulent research just created by the CIA to make up this image of this Michelle that we don't know about?
No, I can assure you that I went to Chicago. I talked to her classmates, principals, friends, neighbors, the woman who sold the house that she lived in to Michelle's aunt, everybody. And I even got her high school yearbooks. For instance, here's a picture of Michelle in her dance class in from her high school yearbook, age 16. Now, she's obviously female. So that's just a kind of a joke that when Joan Rivers made that joke that, well, Michelle's transgender. And Michelle uses that in her book, Becoming, to say that people are racist and they other her. So she uses this kind of criticism. Michelle is a total phony. She is an Oreo, like the kids called her when she was little. She's black on the outside, but she's white on the inside. She grew up watching the Brady Bunch. She said her hero was Mary Tyler Moore. When Barack met her family, she said they were like Leave It to Beaver. Michelle was afraid of black kids. They would beat her up. She refused to study with them, and the film goes into great detail how Michelle got her revenge on the black community, exploiting them in her professional career. So it's a very thorough documentary and film. You can't know enough about Michelle Obama because I think she's going to be the next nominee. So there's so much to learn, and everything she's told us is not true. Let's go to Virginia for Owl Killer. Let's talk to him.
Hey, so Joel, I have a... You know, you bring up how Michelle Obama, I was unaware that she was responsible for kicking black people out of their homes. And it almost, now that you bring that up, that seems like how she made her bones, same way how Hillary Clinton was defending the pedophiles down in Arkansas. And I almost think that these are both arranged marriages, because if you think that Bill Clinton is in love with Hillary Clinton, forget about it. And then with Michelle Obama and Barack Obama, Tucker Carlson alluded to the fact that there seems to be something that's not right with the marriage, and people didn't want to touch on it. And
well,
you know,
I can talk about that. Yeah, let me talk about that. I think the relationship is genuine with Barack and Michelle, and I think the original attraction was Barack actually didn't know any black people. He didn't grow up with black people. His roommates in college were Pakistanis. He had an Asian mixed girlfriend, and he actually broke up with her, telling her he needed a black wife for politics. So Obama was looking for a black woman to feel more black and to be accepted in the black community because he grew up with white grandparents in Hawaii, and black people didn't think he was black. Michelle, on the other hand, was afraid of black people. They beat her up. She refused to study with them. She moved to Hyde Park. She couldn't get away from black people fast enough. So Barack, for Michelle, because he was biracial, made her feel more white. So they each, you know, wanted to feel more black or more white. I think that was the original attraction. But the Clintons and the Obamas are very similar in that the husband is a real friendly guy who gets people, you know, excited, but he's very, they're both very disorganized. And it's the woman in the relationship, Hillary and Michelle, who are the ones that drive the politics and say, you got to meet this person. You got to go here. You got to go there. Michelle got a job at the mayor's office in Chicago to get Barack connections. She's the one that got Tony Rezko involved with Barack's campaign. Michelle's the one that worked for Valerie Jarrett and introduced her to him. So there's a whole relationship there. And I think, like Hillary Clinton, Michelle wants to run for president. She's a political animal, and she does politics all the time. Let's go to Mike in Ohio.
Hey, it's an honor speaking with you both, and I really loved your work in Banished, Bill's son. I feel like in some ways the Obama's brother is the Bill's son experience story. What I kind of wanted to ask you is this, since we're hearing all these fairy tales like North Korea, Kim Jong-un style, do you think there's any way this could actually backfire on them between the racial division that's going on, between the fact that we don't trust the party anymore, most of the country doesn't? I know this is maybe a naive question. Is there any way in the world that this could backfire upon them? Exposure.
I think there is a backlash in the black community. There certainly was in 2016 when millions of people saw my film Banished, and we heard from Danny Williams' aunt, Lucille, and she talked about how she brought Danny to the governor's mansion in Arkansas, knocked on the door, and Hillary slammed the door in their face. So I don't think the black community likes to be trashed and discriminated against, and Michelle Obama's been pulling off a manipulation of the black community. It's the same thing her father did in Chicago. Her father's job was a precinct captain to get the black community out to vote for the white machine, the white liberals. Michelle's manipulated the black community very badly in 2008. She would speak to black audiences with a fake urban accent, phony accent, to trick them into thinking, I'm one of you. Today you could be arrested for a hate crime for doing what she did. So Michelle tells these stories, like I go through this in the film. She's been telling this story for years about her guidance counselor at Whitney Young High School. She said, racially profiled her and said, oh, you're going to Whitney Young. You want to go to Princeton. You're black. Maybe you're stretching. And Michelle talked about how it made her feel so bad. Well, I found out her high school guidance counselor was a church-going black woman named Nan King. So there's no way she racially profiled her. The worst thing she could have said was, Michelle, you know, your test scores are too low for Princeton. You might want to apply to some other school as a backup. That's the worst thing she could have said. So Michelle lies to manipulate minority voters. She's wearing braids for the first time in her life, kind of an urban hairstyle. And she said, oh, I never wore braids in the White House because America couldn't handle it, you know. So it's obvious she's trying to trick black voters into thinking she's one of them. Michelle had a celebrity hairstylist named Michael Ronnie Flowers, who I interviewed in Chicago since she was 18. She never wore braids in her life. So Michelle's very, very manipulative, and the people she's manipulated most her whole life are the black community. She was afraid of them growing up. She refused to study with them. She exploited them, kicked them out of the hospital, denied them access to health care, kicked them out of their homes. And she wants to trick them into thinking that, hey, I'm just one of these ordinary black folks like you. I suffer discrimination. I think the film and book, Michelle Obama 2024, a real life story and plan for power, get to know it, get it in the InfoWars store. And you'll find out what Michelle Obama really is all about. And she's no friend of the black community. And I think there will be a backlash when the black community understands what she did to them in her professional career. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Filmmaker Joel Gilbert, an author of Michelle Obama 2024, a real life story and plan for power. Please go to the InfoWars store and get the book or the film or both. Spend the next 10 minutes talking about something very shocking, and I'll take a few more calls. Michelle Obama, I found out her best friend in Chicago was a domestic terrorist, none other than Bill Ayer's wife, Bernadine Dorn, one of the heads of the Weather Underground, the brains behind the Weather Underground domestic terror group, who's been accused of murdering policemen herself. And she worked with Michelle at the Sidley Austin law firm for 2 years in Chicago. And then Michelle and Barack would go to their house for dinners in the 90s for years. So you can't overstate the amount of influence that these domestic terrorists had on Michelle, so much so that Michelle was mimicking Bernadine Dorn, all her anti-American rhetoric. You can't buy food in this country. You can't afford your mortgage. All the anti-American thing, especially something called the politics of fear. Bernadine Dorn talked about in the 60s how Americans are all afraid of each other, and that's why our policies are all based on fear. And Michelle would mimic her word for word. I want you to see this video from the movie. It's a video I call Fear.
When you are afraid of everyone and everything, it's hard to see past that fear.
It must have been Bernadine Dorn who taught Michelle about fear.
The politics of fear. The politics of fear.
Because of fear.
Your fear.
We...
You know, we're all afraid of each other. So Michelle gets a lot of her political outlook from being radicalized by domestic terrorists. So you find out everything about Michelle's life, her two kids. You're going to find out from my film, and Michelle's mother even agreed with me that the second child is probably not Barack's. Michelle had an affair with a family friend. You can learn about that. And Michelle's history at Princeton University and her thesis. I talked to her college thesis advisor. You find out everything about that thesis that nobody knows about. Turns out Michelle wanted to get away from the black community. She always wanted to distance herself. But for politics, she pretends that she's just one of them. So that's what you're going to learn. Let's go ahead and take some more calls for Jefferson in Virginia.
Hey, Mr. Gilbert. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
When it comes to the daughters, don't you think it's much more likely that a mother that went through IVF treatment to have the first daughter would be very proud of her pregnancy and have pictures of that pregnancy from the very beginning all the way through? Where are those pictures? And isn't it more likely the children are actually the Nesbitt's and the Blanchard's children?
Well, I think the pregnancy pictures aren't as important. I actually have seen one picture of Michelle. She looks pregnant at a dinner. But Michelle does talk in her book, Becoming, about doing IVF treatment for the first daughter. She spends about six pages taking us through the whole process. Then, in the year 2000, when her and Barack were not on speaking terms, when Barack ran against Bobby Rush for Congress and lost, and Michelle told him not to run, and Barack ran through all their money. You learn about all of this. Barack came here to Los Angeles to the Democrat Party convention on his credit card, and he couldn't even get in. So Michelle was not even speaking to him. There's talk that she, you know, was talking to people about divorce. And then all of a sudden, that summer, in her book, she says, I did the IVF treatment and it worked right away. It kind of doesn't make sense that when they weren't on speaking terms and that they weren't, we're talking about divorce even, that they decided to do an IVF process. An IVF process takes about 8 weeks and you need cooperation of both members of the couple. So it's very far-fetched that during that turbulent time, which I chronicle in the film and book, that they said, oh, we need to have another kid. So I think there's a family friend, which is the that Michelle had an affair with. I'll make you buy the film and watch, you know, and read the book to find out. But I even talked to Michelle's mother, believe it or not, on camera, and she agreed with me. The two daughters look nothing alike. They don't look like half-sisters. And it turns out Sasha, the younger daughter, is the spitting image of the family friend. So I think that's a big expose in the movie. Let's go to Bart in Georgia.
Yeah, sir. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you, Roger Stone. Roger Stone has been saying he thinks Michelle, as Alex calls her Big Mike, is going to run. My personal belief, she's more masculine than Michelle, and if she really does have a penis, she's never going to pass the exam, but it's just my gut feeling she's not going to run, and nobody has a chance against Trump unless they steal the election.
Well, look, Michelle brings what I call plausibility. If the media tells us that Joe Biden is leading in all the swing states, which they're not, they're actually telling us he's not, you wouldn't believe it. If they said Joe Biden won on election night, no one's going to believe it. If they say Michelle won on election night, we'd say, well, I guess I believe that because she's so popular. So the people that want to stuff ballots and ballot harvest like we have here in California, every single address gets ballots in the mail. Just here in Los Angeles in the San Fernando Valley, there are 1 million apartments. You can imagine how many people have moved over the years from these apartments, but they all get ballots in the mail. And people have moved, so there's stacks of ballots piling up on the outside of these mailboxes, and who knows who picks them up, and who knows who stuffs them in these drop boxes. So no matter what they do, if they nominate Michelle, people are going to believe it because she's so popular, and that's what I think she helps bring to the table for the people that want to cheat. Let's go to White Tiger here in California.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, sir. So, hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, it cut out a little bit. Yeah, so for anyone who didn't pay attention during Obama's administration, who was like, whatever, people were just like, whatever, Obama's president, he gives a speech, and no one cares. Well, what we're doing with Biden, we're bombing Syria again. Like, this is the old Obama playbook. And I think everything that you're saying about, like, their upbringing is kind of bringing to light, you know, this Harvard. Cause to me, they're just Harvard elite that are, we're going into a greater ground conflict in the Middle East. And Iran and Hezbollah and Hamas are all now waged in this bigger conflict. And I think it's, you know, a world war is definitely going to have an effect on us. So, you know, everything like Roger Stone is the man because they went after people like Roger Stone because they were trying to do a bogus Russian conspiracy. It's like, well, first of all, if Trump was president, none of this would be happening. We need Trump to unleash America.
Let me comment. You're bringing up a lot of things. Let me comment on one real quick. You mentioned about them being Harvard elites. In her book, Becoming, and that's why you can tell she's running for president, Michelle wrote an autobiography as a relatively young person. She's written two. And she rewrites history. She doesn't want you to know she's a Harvard elite lawyer. So in her book, she talks about going to Princeton, and then she says, I went to law school, and then I moved back to Chicago and got a job. She doesn't say I went to Harvard. Same thing happened in 2008 campaign. She was a big fashionista. She went to the Miracle Mile in Chicago. She was on the top 25 best dress list, international best dress list in 2005. Michelle got her fashion from Maria Pinto and Ikram Goldman, all these fashion designers. And then she turns up on the campaign trail for Barack. She doesn't say, hey, I'm another Harvard lawyer like my husband. She shows up looking like a homeless person. She wears an old T-shirt. She doesn't comb her hair. And she tries to look like some ordinary black housewife from the 1950s, like maybe she saw on TV. It looks ridiculous. So if you look back at those videos of her campaigning, she uses her fashion and her look and doesn't comb her hair and looks like some kind of homeless person. Back in the White House, of course, she goes back to being this big fashionista and on all these magazine covers. So Michelle is a total phony. And the biggest vulnerability, I think, is her terrible relationship with the black community. I chronicle in the movie and book, and again, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Michelle was afraid of black kids growing up. She wanted nothing to do with them. She had no black friends. Her and her brother refused to study at schools with other blacks. Her brother went to a Catholic high school, even though they weren't Catholic. Very expensive private school. And Michelle, as a professional, got her revenge on the black community. They couldn't hire a white person to kick 20,000 blacks out of their homes. So the white liberals hired Michelle. She kicked the blacks out of the projects. She was she was assistant planning commissioner for Mayor Daley. And she told them be good for them. And then having proven she could do the dirty work, the University of Chicago Medical Center hired Michelle to kick black people out of the emergency room because they were losing money. A lot of them came from the South Side and didn't have good insurance. So Michelle made sure that the beds in the hospital were kept for rich white people. If you showed up and you were black, Michelle would put you in a van and ship you back to the South Side. It was called patient dumping. It was actually illegal. And Michelle would dump you at these crappy clinics. And I actually visit those clinics in the film. You can see how awful they are in these strip malls. When Michelle's father got sick, she put him in the University of Chicago Hospital. But other black people were denied access to health care by Michelle. So I think the real Michelle Obama is a person that the black community never liked. Michelle never liked the black community. She never had anything to do with them. And these phony stories she's been promoting for years, I think, are defeated by this film and book. So go to the InfoWars store. It's Michelle Obama 2024, her real life story and plan for power. I think it's coming very soon. Get the book and the film and learn what Michelle Obama is really all about, because she's just as phony as her husband Barack, but she is a better politician. So thanks for being here today. Get the film and book, and we'll see you again next week here on InfoWars.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.